Always brought to you by Newtek Seed. The girls' game, cold, cold, cold. Shelton warmed up. Wood River never really did. And after it was 14-6, Wood River at the half. Shelton warmed up after shooting 3 of 22 in the first half. In the second half, they were 11 of 20, so shot over 50% and rallied for a 33-26 victory. We'll see what happens here in the boys' game as we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First off, for the visiting Shelton Bulldogs, number one is a 5'10" sophomore, Dave Mueller. Number two is a 5'10" sophomore, Luke Glenn. Number four is a 6'1" sophomore, Clayton Stopcotti. Number 11, 6'1" junior is Mitch Roche. And number 22, 6'3" senior is Robert Portillo. The head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs in his first year is Matt Walter, assisted by Dan Brown. Shelton is 11-2 on the season. Those two losses coming to Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, and last week to Ravenna, a game that they lost by 30, but was a five-point game at the half, and then they had problems getting the ball to go and stopping Ravenna in the second half last week. For Wood River, number two is a 5'10" junior, Quinn Burkhardt. Number four is a 6'1" senior, Dylan Herman. Number 23, 6' senior, Ryan Powell. Number 31, 6'4 senior, Cooper Wissing. And number 33, 6'2 senior, Riley Egger. So as you can see, a lot more senior-dominated ball club for Wood River, who is coached by Derek Lindsay, assisted by Robert Evans and Sam Bossert. They are 7-5 on the season, and after dropping three straight to start 2011, they've won their last two against Loup City and Broken Bow. Losses to St. Paul, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, and Fillmore Central. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution. Taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back with more on the Newtek Seed pregame show in a minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
See the First State Bank of Shelton today and ask about any one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, First State Bank in Shelton. Banking in the 21st century with your neighbors and friends. Member FDIC.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Tonight's broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about it in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper and the Wood River Sunbeam. Clipper Publishing is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck, athletes, from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Some exciting basketball going on our sister station, ESPN 1460, as the Gibbon and Amherst girls saw a heck of a comeback in that ball game. Gibbon was up 50-35 in the second half, only to see Amherst rally for a 58-57 girls victory. And now the boys getting ready to do battle on ESPN 1460. But here, it's Shelton and Wood River, and you've been listening to the Newtek Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of Newtek Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the Newtek Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. And we'll have the opening tip right after this timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure Five Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The ball is in the air, and Wood River will control the opening tip here as they move from right to left. Shelton left to right as you view it along your radio dial. It looks like the Bulldogs want to come out at a man-to-man defense. Burkhardt had a little two-man game going there on a pick and roll, but threw it past the intended target, Riley Egger, and the Eagles will turn it over on the opening possession of the basketball game. And they'll put some pressure on here. Little zone. Stop Connie in the backcourt, has it for Shelton to Mueller. Long pass up ahead to Portillo, back over to Mueller, and Shelton is into the front court, now trying to get into their offense. Looks like the Eagles also want to go with a little man-to-man here. And with it is Luke Glenn. And as he comes in, Burkhart reached in and got him on the arm. So the first foul of the ball game early on here will be on Quinn Burkhart. And Shelton will take it out underneath their own hoop. A game that you would have to expect might make it to about 50. Neither team does a whole lot offensively, like 70 points a game. So they're right in that mid-40s to low 50s. And Luke Glenn will get it down low to Mitch Roush. And Roush will put it off the glass, up and in. And Shelton has the first bucket of the ball game to lead it 2-0. Into the offense for the Eagles, looking for their third straight win. They'll swing it into the hands of Ryan Powell over on the left wing to Burkhart, whistling the man that likes to shoot, but here they get it inside to Egger, and Egger will spin and put it off the glass and score. Nice entry pass to Riley Egger, and we are tied at 2. Baseball pass to break the pressure. Nice dump off there from Mueller to the trailer Portillo. Portillo was about ready to go up, and he is going to be grabbed, and the foul is going to be on Egger. And it will be Shelton ball again underneath their own hoop. Glenn to throw it in. They don't waste much time. They're trying to get Glenn free for a three. He's all by himself on the baseline. Tries to drive. Lost the handle. Couldn't get a good shot up. And the rebound comes down to Cooper Wissing. Boy, they cleared it out that time for Glenn. Just couldn't finish it as the ball slipped out of his hands. And he kind of tried to push it up towards the hoop. Burkhart swings it over to Dylan Herman. Herman puts it on the floor. Pick and roll again. Executed to perfection for Wood River as Wissing lays it in off the assist from Dylan Herman. 4-2. Wood River now has scored back-to-back buckets. Portillo, quick pull-up jumper from the free throw line, no good. Wissing, 6'4", and also can leap out of the gym like they all can with that Wissing name. He'll get his second rebound. And the Eagles now, 2 minutes into the game, lead it 4-2. Off the dribble, they try it again, but nobody covers the dribbler, Herman. They both went with Egger, so he puts the 15-footer up, and it will not go. And Roush has the rebound here for Shelton. Gets it underneath the Portillo. Kicks it back out for Mueller. The three-pointer is no good. Long rebound came right back out to him. He'll give it off to Roush. Roush has it tipped away. It goes to Stopcotti. To Portillo in the lane, and here's a hook foul. Going to be called on Egger, and he knows he did it. He was flat-footed, wasn't on his toes, and as he tried to slide around, gave him the hip. Second foul on Egger. He's going to have to come out of the ball game, and checking in will be the tallest player on either roster, Matt Glow, a 6'6 senior. Portillo catch and shoot on the inbounds pass, but missed it. Then able to knock the ball away and get his own rebound. So Shelton gets another chance and forcing it into stop. County, the ball is stolen away by Wissing. Wissing into the front court to Burkhart for the three. It's going to be in and out, no good. Ball tipped around, and it's going to be Shelton out of there with it. Mitch Roush quickly pushes it up the floor on the left side of the key. Back out to Glenn, waiting for the three. Fires a three. It is no good. And we've got a big collision in the paint. Foul on Wood River. Running over Mueller, who went to the ground. The foul is on Dylan Herman. Already four fouls called here on Wood River, and we're not 3 minutes into the game. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop. Mueller on the low post. Portillo, one dribble, takes it up over Glow and scores. Robert Portillo with his first bucket of the ball game, and we are tied at 4 with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and Wood River. Ball up top to Dylan Herman. Tries to lob it into Glow, knocked away momentarily by Stopcotti. They get it to Wissing. Wissing brings it into the paint, runs into Portillo, and they're going to call him for the block. First foul of the game on Shelton. Goes on the only senior starter tonight, Robert Portillo. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Stack the right side of the lane. Break into the corner. They'll go to Ryan Powell. Inside once, inside twice, and Stopcotti turned around. It was just shoving Wissing. That's an easy call for the official. Stopcotti with his first personal foul. And it looks like maybe Shelton's going to have trouble with Cooper Wissing. Again, they'll throw it in underneath. All the way out towards midcourt. Burkhart catches it and then throws it to Powell. It goes right through his hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 2 here for the Eagles. So Shelton will bring it in and slowly bring it up against pressure. Make a long pass to midcourt now to Roush. Roush brings it across. Guarded there by Dylan Herman. Takes him off the dribble all the way to the rack. Wissing blocks it away from behind and knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Wood River basketball. Cooper Wissing with the block, and Shelton will have the ball, or Shelton will turn it over off that block shot to the Eagles. 4:15 to go in a 4-4 first quarter here on Classic Hits. Matt Glow takes it to the top of the circle, swings it over to Herman, into Wissing, and he gets hooked underneath, and now a jump ball going to be called. Looked like Herman might have undercut or stopped Cotty, might have undercut him there. Wissing went up, and when he came down, he landed on a Shelton player. The arrow points the way of Shelton, so Wood River called for a turnover there. Tough break for the Eagles. Roush brings it into the front court, dribbles to the top of the circle, avoids the double team, tries to go to stop Cotty. Wissing anticipates. Wissing knocks it away, and then Roush trying to get it back is going to be called for a foul. So plenty of whistles here in the first quarter. That's 7 fouls already, and we've played 4 minutes. Eagle ball at midcourt in a 4-4 game. He'll pass it in uncontested to Burkhardt in the backcourt, who will walk it across the timeline. Get into their offense here as he swings it over to Herman up top. Glow. Glow guarded by Stopcotti. That is a huge mismatch. Why wouldn't you post Glow up down low on Stopcotti, who is listed at 6'1", but it looks like there's a lot of difference there with Glow at 6'6". Get it down to Wissing. Wissing kicks it back out top. Glow really now finally gets down there on the low post. Spins to the right side, off the glass and in. Matt Glow with a nice little turnaround jumper. Makes it 6-4 Eagles. Shelton in the timeline, gets across, trapped, throws it down the sideline to Mueller, quickly out to Glenn for three. Luke can't get it to go. Rebound to Wood River. Gwen Burkhart with it. The Eagles want a run. Numbers aren't there, so Burkhart slows it down, dishes it off to the trailer Powell, who gets it back into Glow, who scores and draws the foul. And Matt Glow will go to the free throw line and try and complete the three-point play. Back-to-back buckets for the senior off the bench tonight. He got in there early because Egger picked up a couple of fouls, and now here comes Jordan Harvey, who did not start the game tonight, but he's usually the post presence for Shelton, and Matt Walters says, I can't wait any longer. He'll put his 6'4 senior back in there. The foul was on Stopcotti, his second. So they got that mismatch we were talking about and finally went to it, and Glow's free throw is going to bounce around, still setting up there and will not go, and Harvey, who just checked in, gets the rebound. 8-4 in favor of Wood River here at home in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. Roush, crossover dribble, working on Herman, gets him deep into the paint, kicks it into the corner though to Harvey. One dribble, back out to Roush, who's 25 feet away from the hoop. Picks the dribble up, back into the corner to Harvey. A little room in the lane, so he drives and tries to dish it off to Portillo, and the ball is going to be stolen away. Coming out of there with it, Ryan Powell makes the theft, and that'll be the second turnover on the Bulldogs. Burkhart with it against the Shelton man-to-man. Jump pass over to the right side to Glow now for three, and he hits it. 7 in a row for Matt Glow from the top of the circle. That time he decided to pull the trigger. Long pass break here for Shelton, and they'll be fouled. Dave Buehler to the line to shoot two. 2:14 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Glow with 7 in a row to give Wood River the 11-4 lead. But now he's calling for the foul, trying to hustle back to the other end. And Dave Mueller will shoot two free throws. And the first one is good. 11-5 the score. And now into the ball game for Wood River is going to be Sam Wodicheski. Second free throw, Mueller is up and it is in. 11-6 now Wood River with 2:10 to go in the first quarter of play. Burkhart will bring it up on the right side. Swing it left side to Herman. Again, trying to work Wissing on Portillo. They get it to him. Double team back out in the corner. Three-pointer Herman is going to be over everything that time. And the rebound brought down by Harvey. And up the floor comes Shelton. Gets it to Mueller on the right wing. Puts it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by Powell, his first. Ryan, long pass to the other end, is going to be tipped away and out of bounds by Shelton. And Wood River will have to throw it in once again. 1:45 to go, first quarter, 11-6. Wood River with the lead, and they have the basketball. Herman to throw it in, and has to go all the way into the backcourt, long pass to Powell, who checks with Coach Derek Lindsay about what they want to run. Now he'll bring it into the front court, guarded there by Mueller. Left-hand dribble, back cut there, covered well. Dylan Herman tried to flash through. Posts up high, dribble right side, Burkhart. Can't get the corner turn, so kicks it back out to Powell. Back out to Quinn Burkhart. Right side of the key, crossover dribble, tries to use a pick and a hand check foul. Going to be called before that on Shelton. And it looks like it's going to be on Luke Glenn or David Mueller. Let's find out. Maybe even Roush. And they're going to stay on Mitch, his second foul. So Stopcotti and Roush each have two for Shelton. And Egger has two for Wood River, all here in the first quarter. Both teams with five fouls in the opening 7 minutes. Wood River ball to the free throw line. Burkhart pass up a wide open 17-footer. Swings it to the right side. Powell back out to Burkhart. Three-point land. Now he's going to take an 18-footer. Way strong. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Glenn. Makes the long pass into the front court to Roush. Roush in traffic on the low block left side. Nalen needs to kick it out. He does to Glenn. Glenn in the paint. Dishes it back off to Roush. Puts the shot up. No good. Whistling, but he got a finger on it. He does get the rebound. And with 40 seconds to go, good defense that time by Wood River because Shelton had the ball down in deep and could not convert. With it is Burkhart. Burkhart to the top of the circle. Still dribbling. Comes in with the shot right side. Rattles out. No good. Jordan Harvey with the rebound. And a timeout going to be called by Shelton with just 25 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Your score, 11-6. Wood River will be back in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Again, in the girls' game, 33-26, Shelton the final. Also tonight, Amherst rallied to knock off Gibbon 58-57. Amherst-Gibbon boys' game is currently on ESPN. Here's Shelton called a timeout to set up the final play of the first quarter. And just dribbling it at midcourt is Luke Glenn. Now he puts it into motion with 8 seconds. Swing it over to the left wing for a three-pointer. Jared Chavez comes in and hits that three-pointer. Still enough time to throw it from three-quarter court, and it's off the heel. It almost found its way home for Ryan Powell, who made a good chuck from right in front of the student section, and it went off the back of the rim. So after one, it's Wood River 11 and Shelton 9. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
Same old boring lunch routine? Well, spice up your lunch at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in Gibbon. Every day is something new. Proud sponsor of high school sports, Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Wood River High School. As always, a big thank to Athletic Director Dave Bond, the fine folks here for their hospitality. As we get ready to begin the second quarter of play, it will be Wood River basketball. They lead at 11-9. Turnovers in the first quarter, Wood River 3, Shelton 2. Rebounds, Shelton 8, Wood River 5. Three-point shooting, Wood River 1 of 3, Shelton 1 of 4. Free throws, 0 of 1 for Wood River, 2 of 2 for Shelton. The big number, though, Matt Glow off the bench with 7 for Wood River. He got him on three straight possessions, including a three-point bucket. And he's the leading scorer, 11-9, Wood River with the ball. Back to the original five starters on the floor here. Egger has those two fouls. No, Egger's not out there yet. It's Wojciechowski, and they turn the ball over. Fourth turnover for the Eagles. Jared Chavez remains in the game for Shelton. He came in on that last possession and buried the three to end the first quarter for the Bulldogs. He has it back up top to Mueller, to Glenn. Harvey is in there. Got in late in the first quarter. Whistling on him in the matchup zone here. Up top, they'll go to Luke Glenn. Over on the right side, Mueller. Skip pass to the left side. Chavez tries another three. That one will not go. Ball loose on the floor. Kicked into the corner, and Mueller runs it down before it goes out of bounds. Second chance opportunity here for Shelton. Mueller for three. Got it. Mueller, a three and a pair of free throws, and he's got five to lead the way for Shelton, who regains the lead. They're on an 8-0 run. Glow got seven in a row to make it 11-4. Now eight in a row for Shelton. It's 12-11. Coach Lindsay might have to get the big fella back on the floor. Wodicheski has it up top to Herman. Swings it over to the right side to Quinn Burkhart. Back to Wodicheski. He's wide open, doesn't dribble, just passes it, and it's stolen away. That tells you, well, Sam's not the kind of guy that wants to shoot the ball very much, because he was as wide open as you could be. He could have shot the three, could have dribbled into about 5 feet. Luke Glenn with it now for Shelton. Finds the seam, takes it to the hole, right side, lays it up and in. Luke Glenn with the bucket, and it's a 10-0 run by Shelton, and they lead it 14-11. With it is Powell. Switch Chavez on him. Man-to-man by Shelton all game so far. Powell up top, swings it to the right side of the key to Dylan Herman. Herman looks for the cutter, not there. In the paint, Wissing, who's been quiet lately after wreaking havoc early. A lot of fouls were called on the guys trying to defend him. Now Wodicheski puts it on the floor, missed the left-handed runner, and trying to get the rebound, he commits the foul. Luke Glenn going to grab the ball, and Wodicheski with the foul. Six fouls already on Wood River. Five have been called on Shelton. 5:47 remaining in the first half, and Glow comes back in the ball game, and Matt Wodilewicz checks in for the first time for Wood River. So Wood River looks like they're going to be a little bit deeper when it comes to the bench. Mueller with it. Entry pass down low to Portillo. Tries to get somebody to go in the air. Head fake doesn't work. Shot doesn't go. Ball out of bounds to Wood River. Wood River basketball. That's the second or third time we got a three-man crew that this official pointed the right way. He knows who got the ball. He just pointed the wrong way a couple of times, and the official's doing a good job of helping each other out. He was right on it. Wood River ball, but it's been a long time since they've scored, and trying to change that. Powell to Glow. He'll take the jumper from the right baseline. Won't go. Offensive rebound, and it's blocked into the hands of Glow, who scores. Harvey blocked the shot of Matt Wodilewicz, but it goes right into the hands of Matt Glow, who scores his ninth point. At the other end, Glenn's eight-footer from the middle of the lane will not go, and Ryan Powell has his second rebound. 14-13, Shelton. Down to Glow in the paint. Spins towards the baseline. Glenn's there on the double team and makes the foul. First foul on Luke. And Glow will go to the line where he missed his only attempt in the game. 14-13, a chance to tie it here for Glow with 4:49 to go in the first half. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats of this game, recap the girls' game, which Shelton rallied to win 33-26. We'll see if we can find Coach Schultz to talk about that. First free throw by Glow will not go. And the second free throw is good. So Glow gets one of two. He's got 10 points, and we are tied at 14. Shelton ball, Luke Glenn, guarded by Quinn Burkhart. Swings it over to Chavez. Chavez into the left-hand corner to Harvey. Harvey, little no-look pass in the paint. A left-handed jumper is going to be put up by Mueller. Won't go. Portillo thought he was going to get the rebound and eventually does on kind of a quirky bounce. Back to Mueller, who lays it up and in. Good job by Portillo to hang with that one. He went up ready to grab the